Latest
from the Bro Radio newsroom. The Welsh Liberal Democrats have launched their party's manifesto for the upcoming Senate election. Leader Jane Dodds has promised to protect the NHS by investing £300 million in social care, extra help for childcare, and to ensure that not a penny is spent on moves toward Wales leaving the United Kingdom. The party is hoping to improve on 2021's result, when Dodds was returned as the only Welsh Liberal Democrat with a Senate seat. You can see the full list of candidates standing at the May Senate election at broradio.fm/election. Elsewhere, Welsh Rugby Union Chief Executive Abby Tierney has denied departing Chairman Richard Collier-Keywood was forced out by the governing body's board. It was announced in March that Collier-Keywood will leave his position in June following the end of his first three-year term. Collier-Keywood faced a vote of no confidence at WRU Extraordinary General Meeting held on Monday. That motion was dropped following news of his exit, although the EGM still went ahead. Two males have been arrested following an incident in the Park Road area in Barry yesterday evening. Police say there are reports that a person had been assaulted, but no victims had come forward or been identified. An 18-year-old man and a 17-year-old boy were arrested in the Roath area of Cardiff at around 11 p.m. last night in connection with the incident, with a car being seized. Both currently remain in custody. Anyone with information is asked to contact South Wales Police. A Grand National trainer has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for beating a man who was walking a dog in his land with a hockey stick. Richard Evan Rees-Williams repeatedly struck Martin Dandridge during the nighttime assault in Llancarvan. Williams broke Dandridge's arm during the attack in December 2024. Recorder Angharad Price called it an appalling offence. In March, a jury at Cardiff Crown Court took 1 hour and 45 minutes to find Williams guilty of causing grievous bodily harm with intent. In sport, Wales head coach Rhian Wilkinson says it's up to other players to fill the void left by Kerry Holland in this week's Women's World Cup qualifier doubleheader against Albania. Wales meet Albania in Wrexham tonight at 7:15 p.m. before travelling for the return fixture on Saturday.
Hello, the voice. Hello, welcome. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum show on Bro Radio with myself, Mark. Unfortunately, Martin, who's usually with us, is unwell today. He's got a bit of a nasty bug, so he's not in the studio. Thank the Lord for that, as they say, but get well soon, Martin. Still to come on the show, we will have Information Corner, dates for your diary, maybe some fun facts, some cracking tunes, and I will be interviewing a lady called Julie from Compassionate Penarth.
I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
Sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
excitation. Good vibration.
lovely smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
she's by my excitation. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations.
We are the Beach Boys with Good Vibrations. What a track there is. So, Information Corner. On a regular basis, the forum is asked to contribute various surveys and information gathering requests from organisations that seek the views of older people across Wales. So if you'd like to get involved, have your say, because I must say, the views of the older people are vitally important and relevant, certainly in today's society and what's going on in the world. So why not take a look at the following organisations that we, as a 50-plus strategy forum in the Vale, get involved with. Maybe you can do this over a cup of coffee and a biscuit or two. So we connect to Age Cymru, the British Society of Gerontology, which is also known as the Special Interest Group on Ageism, COPA, which is Cymru Older People's Alliance, GVS, if you're looking to volunteer, then GVS, Glamorgan Voluntary Service of the People for You. We certainly get involved with Rhiann Bowen-Davis, the Older People's Commissioner for Wales. And of course, we're always involved in some shape or form with the Vale of Glamorgan Council. And occasionally, the Welsh Government will publish items that touch on older people's views in Wales. So please look at these websites. Fantastic information with all of these people. And if you, as I said earlier, if you want to get involved, have your say, then these are the people to go to.
Bro Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Everyone is welcome at the Llandwit Major More Than Food Hub, and we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support. You can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llandwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Mm-hmm. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Radio station for the Vale of Glamorgan.
This is Bro Radio.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout. Look my hands jumping, look my heart bumping, throw my head back. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Yeah, don't forget to shout. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say you will, throw your head back. I still remember when you used to be 9 years old. Me wanna shout.
So, as promised, I have Julie from Compassionate Penarth in the studio with me today. Hello, Julie. Welcome to Bro Radio.
Hiya. Thanks so much for inviting me in.
You're most welcome. It's lovely to see you. And how are you today?
I'm okay. It's a gorgeous sunny day today.
It is. And I know you've had some issues getting here today with a bit of traffic, but you're all settled down now.
I am. Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. So, my question, I suppose, and for the listeners, is what is Compassionate Penarth?
Compassion Penarth is a group of local people and communities, community groups, who are interested in helping people become more comfortable talking about death, dying, grief and bereavement, which is possibly the most challenging chapter of our lives. But people are wary of talking about it.
It's a difficult subject, I should imagine, isn't it? Certainly for you and obviously. Do you call them clients or...
We just, the community, really. We talk to people in the community.
Okay. And so when did you set all this up?
About 2 years ago. The first week in May is a week called Dying Matters Week, where it's run by Hospice UK and people are, again, encouraged to talk more about dying. A group of people got together and we ran an event in Penarth. And because of the interest in the subject, we decided we would come together formally as a group, supported by Penarth Town Council, to raise awareness of, I guess, death literacy, care that's available in the community, support, how to better support people who are grieving, things that people don't talk about enough.
Absolutely. So are you a charity or are you privately funded?
We're a community group. We don't really have any funding. Fortunately, what we do doesn't cost an awful lot because we distribute literature that's produced by people like Age Cymru or Marie Curie. Penarth Town Council allow us venues so we can work out of their venues. So, yeah, we're just a community group.
Okay. And so you get donations as well? Would it be right to ask that?
We applied for funding. We did get some funding from Macmillan, which enabled us to do some printing last year. But we don't, you know, we don't ask for money really because we don't need a lot. What we find is that if we run an event, the only thing it really costs is for teas and coffees and biscuits. Right. And there's always somebody who'll supply us with teas and coffees and biscuits.
Brilliant. Yeah, there's always somebody with that, isn't there?
Home Instead are another one of our quite effectively sponsors. So they will buy things for us if
Brilliant.
We need them.
I'm aware of Chrissy at Home Instead.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows Chrissy.
So, yeah, we're all contacted in some way, or connected, I should
say.
We are, in some way.
Chrissy is amazing.
Brilliant. So, a bit of a personal question, I suppose. What's your background that brings you into doing this?
The bit that brings me into this, I guess, is that I've worked in the the charity sector, the third sector, for about 15 years. And I worked for Wales Council for Voluntary Action, which is an umbrella body for charities in Wales. And then I worked for Carers Wales, and then I worked for Marie Curie. So I'd done lots of work in the community around that end of life, really, as in not end of life, although including end of life, yeah, but that part of life.
So were you a nurse at any time?
No, no? Most of my career I was in financial services.
Right.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm just a project manager. I just enjoy.
So this is a passion then, really, for you?
It's very much a passion. I've seen the difference it can make. One of the things I learned when I was doing work in the community is people would say the first time somebody had died, the next time a close relative died, they would do it differently because they'd seen it, you know, and they'd realised that there were different things that could happen.
Yes.
And it just would help if people were having conversations about end-of-life care, but ordinary, just care when you're looking after somebody who's poorly. If you could have real conversations with them, it makes it better for the people who are being cared for, and it improves the grieving process when eventually people die.
Absolutely. I mean, it's good to talk, isn't it?
We have such amazing conversations with people in the community.
Brilliant. So they obviously spread the word about you as well then.
And yeah, I think what happens and what I hope happens is when we go to events and we'll have an information table at an event, we'll have conversations with people. But what I believe then happens is people will go home and say, I had this conversation today about something. Yep. You know, have you thought about the songs you would want at your funeral? Or have you thought about whether you would want to be cared for at home or in a hospice? And people do have views, but often people feel it would be almost in bad taste to talk about them.
Yes, it's a bit of a taboo still, isn't it?
It's still a taboo subject. Definitely. Yes, it is.
So leading on, you mentioned songs. I know that you create a Spotify song list.
Yes.
Is that right? So probably put you on a spot now, probably, but is there a favourite song in that list that most people sort of choose?
No, there isn't. And what's, it's really so it's a Spotify playlist. It's called Compassionate Pranar, Soundtrack of Our Lives. And I'll tell you how to connect to it. But what we do is at events, we ask people, what's a song that's just meaningful for them in their lives? Some people will choose a song that, oh, this is a song I'm going to have at my funeral. They've already thought about it. Then we add it to the playlist. But other songs, people are just, I was talking to somebody the other day and they were saying a really meaningful song is Jambalaya by the Carpenters, because they remember singing it with their kids in the car when they were going to the Gower camping. Mm-hmm. So it's a song that just brings back a memory of a really special time in your life.
Yeah.
And I think, I recommend that everybody puts together a soundtrack of their life, because it's really, I did it with my uncle recently, and we just spent a whole evening reminiscing of generally happy times.
Yeah. I think music, me particularly, you play a song, I hear things, I see things, that I remember things, you know.
Exactly.
All those kind of things. So
yes,
it definitely works, music, doesn't it?
It does.
I know we had a brief conversation before we came in the studio, but we mentioned the word dementia. So
yes,
is there anything that you do with your... I can't call your company, can I? But your community, your organisation, connected to dementia?
In terms of dementia, some of the things we talk about is choices we would make at the end of our lives. So as an example, whether you as an individual values quality over quantity. So for example, you know, I would say that quality of life to me means being able to enjoy the company of my friends and my family. And if I'm not able to do that, then I don't want my life to be artificially sustained, which means I wouldn't want to be put, you know, I wouldn't want CPR or put on a ventilator. Mm-hmm. So all the time that we have capacity, we will be listened to and doctors will take notice of us. But for somebody who has dementia, they no longer have capacity to make those decisions. So what happens is their loved ones have to make those decisions for them. And that's a really difficult decision to make as to what treatment somebody should have.
Yeah.
So in terms of dementia, we recommend that people, that all of us have these conversations now. You know, don't wait to the end of life. Don't wait till we get poorly. Have conversations about what our care needs are. Would we prefer to be at home or in a care home or in a hospice, it might not be possible. You know, we can say what we prefer. That doesn't mean that's what will happen. Mm. But if you know that's what somebody wants, at least you can work towards their aims. So for people with dementia, it is about having conversations sooner rather than later.
Right.
And not assuming that people can't make decisions, because people will still have preferences even if they have other symptoms of dementia.
Absolutely. And I assume you deal with all ages.
We do, yeah. Very much. You know, so the encouragement is, you know, start these conversations early and write your wishes down. So there's a great book called, and it's like a leaflet that Age Cymru produce, which is called A Life Book. And it's just a way to gather all the information you have about your life, where you get your electricity from, where you get... the vet that your dog goes to, different things that are important to you, so that if suddenly you can't do those things, other people can step in and find out for you.
And that's on the Age Cymru Age UK website.
Age UK website, it is, and it can be, you can order one, they'll send it to you, or you can download it, and it's just a great little project. But what it does very nicely is it starts off talking about day-to-day utilities, and then it moves towards things about your funeral. What have you thought about? Recently, it was my uncle's funeral, and my uncle was a fan of model railways and steam trains. So we had a coffin that had pictures of a steam train on. And you can do amazingly personalised things, but you could choose those yourself.
Yes.
I chose that for him, but, you know, you could choose those things yourself. So it's never too early.
Absolutely. And you say keep talking and raising the awareness, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
You're doing a brilliant job. So do you have volunteers come to you and help you out as well, or are you one-man patrol?
No. There's a group of us. We have people. We have an ex-medic, retired medic. We have people who have been in the community, working in the community in other roles, but people who generally are comfortable talking about this part of life are volunteering with us. So there, within the community, there are maybe about six of us.
Okay. And is it just predominantly Penarth, or you do go out a little bit wider than that?
We say it's Penarth and surrounding areas. So it's not strict geographical boundaries. It's really anybody that invites us. We will talk about some of the talks we do a talk on, you know, how to support somebody through grief and bereavement, which is often we still don't know what to say. We're scared to say something. And it's so we can do a session on how to support people through grief and bereavement, or how to think ahead about end of life or wills or power of attorney. There's so many things once you start talking about this subject.
Yeah, definitely. And I think probably listeners listening to this might find it difficult to listen to the conversation as well. So,
I should have said a warning at the beginning, because we do, and that's what we do all the time, is we start everything with, you know, we're going to talk about death and dying.
Absolutely. So it leads me to my final question for you, really, which is how can people get in touch with you?
We have a mini website, which is on Linktree. And if you put in Linktree and Compassionate Penarth, you will find links, ways to contact us. You'll find our playlist. Mm-hmm. You'll find a collection of videos that we collated on the subject. Or people could email us at compassionatepenarth@gmail.com.
And is that a telephone number or just
there
email?
There isn't. Just email, really. We don't
Fantastic. Okay. It's been lovely to meet you. Thanks for your time, and thanks for coming into Bro Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me in. Thank you.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life.
No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Radio.
What you do, everybody's watching you.
There we are, that's Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. And I want to say a big thank you to Julie from Compassionate Penarth coming into the studio today, given all the traffic problems. Lovely to see you, Julie. Hopefully we'll meet again in some shape or form. But still to come on the show on Bro Radio today. And of course, you're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum. We have dates for your diary, all important contact information, and some fantastic music.
Bro Radio. We're making Fridays even more feel good with The Front Room. Playing your requests, talking about what's happening over the weekend, and giving you that chance to win. Simply submit what song you want to hear and who you want us to say hello to at broradio.fm/Friday to be entered into the draw. Feel Good Friday with Front Room. Cafe, bar and pizza at the Pump House on Barry Waterfront.
Bro Radio.
On the 4:45 train. Just been shopping with the wife. First new clobber in years. Feeling confident in my new jacket. She said that's what everyone's wearing. Turns out, she wasn't kidding. Some handsome 20-year-old bloke walks into the carriage with exactly the same top and sits a few seats away. My wife cuddles into me and whispers, "It looks better on you." I tuck my tummy in and smile. Transport for Wales. Woven through Wales.
Hair loss doesn't just change how you look, it can change how you feel in your own skin. And for many women, it affects confidence far more than people realise. At Bespoke Aura, we specialise exclusively in non-surgical hair restoration for women. Our mesh integration systems are custom fitted for partial to advanced hair loss, including alopecia and post-chemo regrowth. If you've reached the point where enough is enough, book a private free consultation at bespokeaura.co.uk and find out what's actually possible.
Do you have a local story to share? Email news at broradio.fm.
The teams at Penarth Athletic Club would like to thank the community for their support following a devastating fire at the clubhouse last year. As they work to rebuild, you can follow Penarth RFC or visit penarthathleticclub.co.uk for updates, fixtures and news. You can also support the club's rebuild plans by searching for Penarth Athletic Club on Crowdfunder.
So sad, tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through. 'Cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. So if you're mad,
don't know which path to choose.
Stand By You, The Pretenders. So, as promised, dates for your diary. So, pens to the ready. Tomorrow, 15th of April, which is Wednesday, of course, is World Art Day. Thursday, 16th of April, in the Phil John Room, Barry Library, King Square, Barry, is the Vale 50 Plus Statutory Forum Executive Meeting, of which I will pop along to myself, as I'm an executive member of the Vale 50 Plus Statutory Forum. So you could pop in to see us between 11 and 1pm and get to grips and hear the kind of work that we get involved with. Lovely to see you all then. Friday, 17th of April through 23rd of April is National Feet Week. The first question that popped into my head when I saw that is, where would we be without our feet? I'll leave that thought with you. Tuesday, 21st of April is National Tea Day. Put that kettle on. Wednesday, 22nd of April is World Earth Day, vitally important, which ties in nicely with another focused group with the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum called Climate Change. And this is going to be a very first for the 50 Plus Forum when we have a meeting online to discuss issues about climate change. So that takes place on Wednesday, 22nd of April at 12 noon. If you'd like to access the link to the meeting, then please email opf@valeofglamorgan.gov.uk. And finally, one for my wife Pauline, but Monday 4th of May is not only May Day, but it's Star Wars Day, and may the 4th be with you.
When your day is long,
REM, Everybody Hurts. Sadly, we're coming to the end of the show, but before we do that, some important information for you. So get those pens ready again. Contact information. If you'd like to contact us, the Vale 50 Plus Strattery Forum, then you can do it in the following ways. Email us at opf@valeofglamorgan.gov.uk. You can telephone us on 01446 700 111, or why not pop along to our website where there's lots and lots more information at www.vale50plus.org. And of course, when is the next show, you ask me? Well, that is on Tuesday, 12th of May at 7 p.m. It's been great to have your company. I've been Mark, without Martin today, but see you next time. Bye for now.
Bro Radio.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilco.
Oz, I found him.
The dreamer?
Yeah, music is coming to play. Real live get down funky rock and roll music.
Then where do we find him?
At the Paget Rooms, Penarth. We will rock you the musical.
When, Brit?
The 13th to the 16th of May.
Can we get tickets?
Get them now at www.ticketsource.co.uk/pods.
The dream lives on.
Long live rock and roll!
YMCA Barry Gymnastic Club is a great place to get active. Our experienced coaches run fun gymnastics classes for all ages with no experience necessary. Our inclusive sessions are tailored for everyone, from toddlers to adults. So whether you're learning the ropes or wanting to perform competitively, YMCA Barry's Gymnastic Club is the perfect platform for you. We run drop-in, pay-as-you-go, gym babies and gym tots sessions too. Visit ymcabarry.org.uk, click gymnastics and register today.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.